Hello, and welcome to Jumpstart Rewind. Jumpstart number 2332, written April 23rd, 2019. Luke 23, verse 42. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Our verse today comes from the Calvary scene. It's a conversation between one thief and Jesus. There has been a change of heart. At first, both thieves were ridiculing Jesus. But as death nears, one stops. He not only stops the verbal abuse, he rebukes his comrade in crime for his continuation of the abuse. He defends Jesus, acknowledges that the Lord is innocent. It didn't take a Sermon on the Mount for him to reach this conclusion. It didn't take seeing the blind healed or the demons cast out to reach that conclusion. The event swirling around the cross, the disposition of Jesus was all it took. He knew. Then he speaks to Jesus. This is where our verse is today. Several things to notice. First, he believed in life after death. Every man, all three of them, on the cross were dying. So we have one dying man speaking to another dying man. Even if somehow Jesus overcame death, it was not looking good for this thief. He wasn't going to make it. He knew that beyond the door of death, there was something else. Remember me can only happen if we are still capable of doing that after death. Death wasn't the end. He knew that. Second, he understood that the kingdom was Jesus. Your kingdom is what he said. Not our kingdom, not Rome's kingdom, but your kingdom. Jesus was dying, yet somehow this wasn't going to alter his kingdom. Most times when a king is killed, it is no longer his kingdom. The power shifts. It goes to the next in line. Here Jesus was dying, but it was still going to be his kingdom after death. This kingdom was different. Third, he knew that Jesus was coming. He's coming in his kingdom. Death wasn't changing the plans of Jesus. Jesus was greater than death. Incredible faith. Incredible confession. Fourth, he wanted to be a part of that kingdom. Asking, remember me, implies finding me a place in this future kingdom. Don't forget me. Don't leave me out. His years of crime didn't give him what the kingdom of Jesus would. Hope wasn't in a selfish crime. Hope was in Jesus. Fifth, Jesus did not stop his death. The Lord had the power. He could have saved this thief from death and still died himself, but he didn't. All three men died that day. One died a criminal, one died a savior, one died saved from his sins. Finally, Jesus assures him and promises him that he would be with Jesus. Today, you'll be with me. Not someday, not it's too late for you, not you will be okay, but you will be together, we will be together. Where I am, you will be. Today, we will be in paradise. I can only imagine as the final breaths and thoughts were leaving this penitent thief that maybe a smile crossed his face. It would be okay. He was going to be with Jesus. The Lord would take care of him. He would not be forgotten. Jesus had promised that. He may not fully understand what paradise was, but Jesus was going to be there, and that's all that mattered. Likely his body was going to be tossed into a pauper's grave. There wasn't much honor for a condemned thief that was executed by the state. Jesus went to the tomb of a rich man, separate in burial. Their souls were going to be together in the next world. We don't know the background of this thief. He took a wrong turn in life. If Jewish, he ignored the commands of the law. He lived selfishly and took the advantage of others, just the very opposite of the way that Jesus lived. He gave little thought to helping others as Jesus had. What is remarkable is that this thief probably didn't know how to pray as Jesus taught in the Sermon on the Mount. He probably didn't know about the church. He may not have understood that the prophecies were being fulfilled right before his eyes. So much he didn't know. But what he did know was that he was dying, Jesus was innocent, and he wanted to be with Jesus. I wonder if we make conversion too much like an entrance exam into college. We load tons of things into a confused mind and expect that person to grasp grand concepts that they may have never heard of before. Now, this is not giving a pass on ignorance. The teaching apostles remind us of the need to grow and know God's word. But if this thief showed up at our church building on a Sunday morning and simply said, Jesus is innocent, and I want to be with him, would that be enough? Or would we feel compelled to sit down with him and give him 13-week lessons about discipleship? I also wonder if this guy showed up and we knew that he was a thief, but he was telling us that he'd change, would we believe him? Would we keep an eye on him? Jesus was on the cross just a few hours from death, and in those few hours, this thief went from being critical of Jesus to becoming a believer in Jesus. It happened fast, really fast, almost too fast for some of us. I also wonder if a guy had done time and showed up on a Sunday, what would we think? Even in his final breath, Jesus was saving folks. This is what he came to do. I like to think that until our final breath that we are going to be busy in the kingdom as well. Well, what's it going to take for some to believe in Jesus? What's it going to take for some to get serious about their lives? What's it going to take for some to change their ways? Powerful stuff from a few words between two dying men. And he was saying, Jesus, remember me when you come in your kingdom. Thank you for listening to Jumpstart Rewind.